Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Monday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Fraudsters used AI software to impersonate the CEO of a German company and trick one of his colleagues into transferring £243,000. The Wall Street Journal first reported the news, citing the firm's insurance company, which shared details about the crime but did not give the names of the executives involved or the targeted businesses. Uber surveys some drivers about a loan product, indicates it's launching a new financial service, the Recode reports. The company previously pilot-tested cash advances for drivers in California and Michigan. Uber also offers a co-branded Visa credit card and works with third parties to help drivers lease cars. Google open sources two datasets for training natural language AI models. The first coach conversational preference elicitation features 500 dialogues between people discussing movie preferences. Researchers chose the subject due to the richness of its metadata. The second, Taskmaster 1, contains 13,000 dialogue samples covering 6 categories of discussion. Music streaming services passed 600 million paid subscribers in the US this year, according to the Recording Industry Association of America. The total music revenue grew 18% to $5.4 billion in the first half of 2019. Streaming revenues grew 26% over the same period to $4.3 billion. Streaming accounted for 80% of all music revenues. Daimler-owned Smart announces it has transitioned to an AV-only brand, unveils the EQ42 and EQ44. The 2 and 4-seaters, respectively, were designed from the ground up as electric vehicles. Daimler says Smart is the first auto company to shift from gas to an exclusively electric lineup. The consumer rights group Truth in Advertising files a complaint with the FTC regarding YouTube channel Ryan Toys Review. The channel, run by adults, features product unboxing and reviews by a 7-year-old boy. The complaint alleges the screen fails to disclose sponsorships, and when it does disclose sponsorships, the language is too vague for children to understand. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.